All right, we've got another car review to do this week. Just one, I believe, Richard, because you didn't drive any cars this last week, did you?
Nope, you are correct. Okay. We're getting back on the bandwagon this week, okay. But nope, just our focus on yours.
Okay, so one car that I was able to drive, which a lot of you think, is this really a car for me? So let me explain. Drove a new 2024 BMW X2 xDrive 281. Yes, that's the whole title of the car. 52,745 was the car that we drove. This is an X2 is a smaller SUV. So this car is, in comparison to other cars on the road, Richard, you know, you take like a Chevy Blazer, for example. This is a smaller car than a Chevy Blazer, more like probably a Chevy Equinox size as far as that goes, only, of course, a lot more luxurious on the inside. This car actually has got a turbo engine. I will say one of the complaints I had with this vehicle was, in fact, the turbo lag, which, and maybe that had to do with us at altitude, Richard. I don't know for sure. Again, I'm not the engineer. I'm not the guy behind the scenes making all of these things work. But that's my thought process. I could be completely wrong in that, but the way it drove and the way it ran, that was my thought process on it. It's a 2-liter twin turbo, by the way, 4-cylinder engine that really at that shouldn't have any lag. And maybe it's me, maybe it's the way I drove, et cetera. But you know me and how I drive. I don't really think that necessarily is the case. So that's one complaint I had with the car. The second complaint, and I have this on a lot of the European cars, BMW especially, but Audi's kind of the same way. Their lesser-priced cars are road noisy. And I don't know any other way to say it. They're just road noisy. For those of you listening, I will tell you that you could buy a comparable vehicle of the same size, and even an American class car, and have it be less noisy on the inside than what these are. And I don't know why. So BMW, if you're listening, I don't know why you do that. I'm driving a higher model BMW this week that is half the road noise of this car. So it's not that you guys don't have the ability to make it that way. You just choose not to at that price point, is my feeling, Richard. And you know what I mean when I say that.
Yeah, and it's definitely something that you, now that you kind of say it, makes sense. I don't know why. Maybe they put less deadening in there, right? Maybe they put less noise-canceling features into the cars. Not sure, but, you know, for the price point that it is, because these still are luxury SUVs, even though they're
correct,
at a lesser price point, Dad.
Correct.
When you compare them to similar-sized vehicles on the road, that is something.
Well, and
I'll give you an example.
And those of you listening know I drove an Infiniti, and I know BMW, you guys listen to these reviews, so I'm just going to throw a comparison out there. Now, performance-wise, I'll take the BMW all day long. But as far as actual interior road noise, I drove an Infiniti same size not that long ago, Richard, that again had half the road noise this BMW. So BMW, fix your crap. This isn't that hard to get figured out. Get rid of the road noise.
Well, and I think that if you remove that, this is a great car, a great value for the car that it is.
It is. As far as the dollars go, yeah, absolutely, Richard. Yes, it is. It is a value. It's a car of value at that point, yes.
And because you get the xDrive, which is their all-wheel drive platform,
yep,
right? You get a lot of the luxury features that maybe you won't find on similarly sized,
absolutely,
vehicles kind of in this class. And you get that BMW nameplate and badge, which a lot of people want, and especially here in Colorado, for just over 50. However, if you're going to be sacrificing maybe a few of these other luxury items, I'm not sure it's the car. But however, and like we always say, Dad, we encourage people, you got to go out and test side drive these.
Yes.
Maybe the road noise for you isn't as big of a deal. Maybe that turbo lag for you isn't as big of a deal. But in terms on the inside, Dad, outside of the road noise, the creature comforts are
Second to none. As far
amazing
as the configuration of the interior, the ability to fold down the seats, store more stuff in the back, or carry more stuff in the back, the looks of the car was fine. I mean, all of these things combined, Richard. In fact, one of the things that my wife even talked about is, man, I love the look of this car. It actually looks beautiful. It's a great-looking car. I will say, though, on the same level, she was the same person that said, man, this car's sure noisy on the inside. It's not near as quiet as what my car is. And she's driving something that cost a lot less than this car. So, again, at the end of the day, it's like, well, okay, wait a minute here. What are you doing? Come on, BMW. And this is something I have complained about in that lesser end of car that BMW makes for years. It's fixable. I don't know why they don't. And it's something that I'm not going to harp on, but you guys are listening. You guys, these go back to the manufacturer. You guys are hearing some of the feedback. Doesn't keep me, Richard, from buying this car, But if I had somebody asking me, I have these choices, what do I look at? This is the honest side of it, and I've got to give that to them.
Yeah, no, I absolutely think so, and I think that's maybe the 100% the way that you want to look at that, which is to say, if someone's asking me if I'm going to buy this car, well, maybe not over some of its competitors based on that fact, right? Based on what I'm getting in terms of value and in terms of, you know, like I said, road noise and some of the luxury. And then here's the deal, Dad. We would not be harping on this if it wasn't a luxury SUV, right?
Correct.
But that is what the nameplate suggests. That's what it gives you. And so you do expect, right? It's all about expectations. And so for the money, for the car, that is exactly what you expect. But like you said, creature comforts on the inside.
Absolutely.
Second to none.
Great car.
They do a phenomenal job there. The car looks good.
Handles well. All of that is exactly what you would expect on every other level.
Exactly. And I'm sure folks have seen this driving around. And again, here in Colorado, this is a very competitive car in this segment because,
yes,
again, for all the reasons we just mentioned, price point being one of them, because again, you can get a luxury SUV. Now, I will say this, Dad, because I've driven this car before. It is not a great car seat hauler,
nope,
right? It's not necessarily meant for that either.
Nope.
You know, that back seat's a little bit tight.
That's right.
And so for folks that need to know, the X2, again, small on the smaller size of the SUV. However, Dad, still an SUV, still sits up a bit higher,
yes,
than obviously a
absolutely
lot of the sedans and such out there. And so it's definitely something I think.
And it still has the BMW nameplate.
And that is a big deal for a lot of people. And it should be, right? It still does carry a lot of weight. Just maybe like to see a little bit of improvement.
Absolutely. So, guys, again, as Richard said earlier, if this is something you're in the market for, go test drive one. There's going to be some inventory now finally coming about when it comes to cars on lot, so you're able to drive some of these cars now. Go test drive this particular car. Again, this is the BMW X2 X-Drive 281. Go test drive that at your local BMW dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you.